Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're back to some nice weather now. Mild temperatures, sunshine today. It'll be much more comfortable than the last couple of days. We had just a hint of sun from time to time for a while there, about an hour, hour and a half. We had a decent amount of sunshine yesterday, but then it ended up cloudy again. We'll have much more sun today, and that'll help boost temperatures up to and a little bit above 70 degrees this afternoon. A cool one tonight, so you'll still want sweaters and jackets after sunset as we drop into the 40s, but a nice end to the work week on your Friday. Then it'll be partly sunny tomorrow, and in the afternoon, we'll be near 70 degrees. But the really nice weather won't last for long, and unfortunately, that messes up your weekend potentially. On Saturday, it'll be a cloudy and very raw day. There'll be a little bit of rain at times, and temperatures don't look like they're going to get out of the 50s all day long. So it's kind of similar to what we had on Tuesday. It's kind of an indoor-type day, I guess. Your best chance for drier weather would be early in the day and then again in the evening, but looking pretty chilly. Now, the rainfall amounts don't look to be all that great, averaging less than a tenth of an inch near the Florida-Georgia border, to as much as a half inch south of Highway 16. So southern St. John's, southern Clay County would likely see some of the greater amounts of rain, and even that doesn't look to be real heavy. But some moisture again on your Saturday. If you do happen to be traveling south, however, into central and south Florida, a more significant weather system, much more rainfall, but even there, it'll be ending during the day on Sunday. And that's what we salvage. That's the part of the weekend that's best for us, although it will be still a very cool day. It'll be breezy on Sunday, but at least get into some sunshine. Afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s will be a solid 5 to 7 degrees below the average of 70 to 72 right now. But Sunday looks to be the pick day of the weekend. Saturday, rather raw, breezy, and chilly with some rain at times. And then we'll start out the new work week on a nice note, of course, on Monday, mostly sunny. Afternoon temperatures into the upper 60s. So this weekend we have Monster Jam, of course, back in town. Good to see things getting underway. And, of course, they'll be using social distancing guidelines and whatnot. But still, two shows, Saturday and Sunday, and it will be chilly Saturday evening. The rain should be ending by the time things get going Saturday evening, but temperatures only in the 50s, dropping into the 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy and milder temperatures in the 60s. By the way, the Players, of course, next week. Practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Really looks like some pretty weather, not very warm, but not cold at all either, very near where we should be this time of year, with a trend toward warmer temperatures as we head toward the tournament when it actually begins on Thursday. And I'm not seeing significant rain through at least the first day of the tourney, if not Friday as well. And temperatures will get pretty warm as we build through that tournament, but leading up to it through the practice rounds, really some pretty weather. And in the Burrish blog, a new post, the March averages, the February rainfall, which ended up the 10th wettest on record, and as well as some other rainfall amounts around the area. Storm warnings, kind of interesting. Our National Weather Service in Jacksonville leads the nation with the number of tornado warnings issued so far this year. Also a high number of severe thunderstorm warnings. And that's largely due to that very wet February and stormy February because of that Arctic blast down through the middle part of the country that never really made it into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but it kept our weather active with the front nearby. So we had a lot of severe weather. I've posted that information there in the Burrish blog, as well as the National Hurricane Center announcing that the tropical weather outlooks that typically started in the beginning of the hurricane season on June 1st will now start on May 15th. And that's an attempt to get a little bit of a jump on things a couple of weeks because we've had some early systems recently, but also because it gets things rolling for anything that might be leading up to the start of the hurricane season rather than just waiting until the beginning of the hurricane season on the 1st. It's more of a policy matter and change than anything else. Talking the Tropics with Mike will not begin until the official start of the hurricane season on June 1st. However, of course, it will be brought out of the mothballs earlier if necessary. Let's cross our fingers that that won't be the case. Again, Burrish blog posted at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Enjoy the sunshine today with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.